Please join your palms.南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛。The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
有三年了，离开了美国，没有讲坛经了。
It has been 3 years since I left the U.S. That was the last time I spoke.Of the Six Patriarch Dharma Jewel Platform Sutra. Since I came back, I've decided to expound on the Platform Sutra, and some of the volunteers had asked me, why are we talking about Platform Sutra again? That's because there are a lot of people talking about the Platform Sutras these days.
So, 叫我为什么不讲一部大经?
But why not talk about some greater sutra, a longer, a bigger sutra?
你们有这样的同样的感觉吗?
Do any of you have this kind of opinion as well?
在那个大部分的大部分都好像第一次我第一次看到呢，好像跟刚刚这一位那一位我看。一半了，一半了。我先调查一下好了，先调查一下。没有听过讲坛经哈，我讲的还有果香法师讲的全经咒。
It seems that a lot of you are quite new. I am seeing your face for the first time today for many of you. So let's take a poll. How many of you have never heard me or 果香法师 talk about the Platform Sutra? Can you please raise your hand?
哦，那其他没有举手是刚到没听到，因为问题后面的两位好几位吗？你们都听过吗？另外角度调查好了，因为都听过。
How about those of you who have heard of the Platform Sutra, either spoken by me or by 果香法师 ？Can you please raise your hand？
哎呀，还是很少哎。那刚刚没有举手的，还没有进入状况哈。
That's not that many of you, and some of you doesn't seem to have raised your hand. Perhaps you are still a little bit confused, just entering the Dharma, the Buddha Hall right now.
所以只有听刚刚只有四位嘛，就四位。哎，淑中你有几首啊？你看没几首？还有百合，还有红娟、金红娟，应该好几位都没有几首哎。哎呀，大家真是，还心还没到哈，身体到来了，身体赶急急忙忙赶来的呢，心还没有跟着来。对不对?
That's quite curious. Some of you didn't raise your hand at all, but I know you have heard this before. Maybe you were in such a rush. Your body is here, but your mind is still lagging a little behind.
所以我们其实听过也常常听提醒我们回到这个佛法观念还有方法。
So even if you have heard of the Platform Sutra before, you should still frequently revisit it.To review the concept and principles of the Buddha Dharma.
大家调查一下这个第一次接触到来听经的哈，接触到未来寺院来到寺院来听经闻法的，请举手。
Let me take another poll. How many of you here are here for the first time attending a Dharma talk or coming to the temple for the first time? Can you raise your hand, please?
他是举半只手。没有肯定，两位，好，好，那好，我想因为刚刚的那大部分的都没有听过坛经哈，所以因为我们这次因为还是有部分的菩萨呢听过坛经，然后再来我们的果香法师当时他在美国讲了坛经呢， 哎，最后来我问他说：“哎，从哪里开始讲啊？”他跟我建议呢，从第二章开始讲。所以我们是预计本来是要从第二章讲的。
So some of you, even though you haven't heard of this, but previously because Guo Xiang Fa Shi was here and back in February, he started teaching about the Platform Sutra. So this time we will, based on her recommendation, we will start on chapter 2.
但是呢，这个我们会复习一下第一章，复习第一章呢，可是呢，我们第一章呢只有十五本哈，有本子哈，全部都有的。十五本有全，你们有拿到吗？本子好像都拿 paper 哈。最好是呢，把十五本给新来的，好不好？哎，那本子都发完了吗？你们没有发，哎，古智菩萨把本子给那个第一次来没有没听过谈经的菩萨，对对对，没有听过谈经的菩萨，请举手。
If you have never heard of the Platform Sutra, can you please raise your hand? We'll pass the booklet to you.So that we can better review chapter 1 briefly before we move on to chapter 2.
You don't need to raise your hand because that's a Chinese one.
Actually, you don't even... Sorry, the text is in Chinese.
Sorry. In Chinese only. Don't worry, that she will translate for what I say. 不够是不是？你呢？你不要？还有啊。还有很多了。Oh, you don't understand Chinese too. 哦，外貌是中国人哈，但是他是听不懂中文的。要帮忙
That's surprising because you look Chinese.
我们印尼
人。
哦，印尼人。印尼的华侨吗？印尼华侨。
Are you ethnically Chinese? Indonesian?
My grandmother from my mother's side. OK, 好，这样子大家都有的哈，因为我们要从第一章复习，所以先讲一下大概。当然，今天的时间可能不知道，大概就是这样子，可能是会讲完到第二章开始哈。
So we'll review chapter 1 today, and we'll begin with that today. And let's see how the time goes. Hopefully we'll get to chapter 2.
这个慧能大师呢，这六祖哈，叫六祖。这个基本上呢，这个经呢，我们应该就是佛教讲的经，就是只有佛讲的才叫经。我们所谓的经律论哈，经律是佛讲的，论呢才是祖师们呢造。依经律来做论。
The Platform Sutra is spoken by the sixth patriarch, Hui Nen, Dharma Master Hui Nen. But traditionally in Buddhism, only sutra and sila are spoken by they're spoken by the Buddha.
论是祖师们，论是。
And the Shasta, the third type of texts, are spoken by great masters in the past.
所以这一本呢，我们这六祖坛经呢，叫这个把这其实是六祖大师呢他所讲的，他叫怎么开示语录，把汇集起来的一种，他是弟子们呢，他对弟子们所开示的这个法要，把汇集成一本，但是呢，把称作经呢。那可见呢，这位大师呢，真的是何等的一个大善之士，好把我们中国人把它归纳成是经。
But for the Platform Sutra, it's actually a collection of past lectures spoken by the sixth patriarch to his disciples, and it's a compilation of past talks and lectures, recordings of talks, and but it has been categorized as a sutra.And this shows that how greatly Chinese people regard this text that they put it in the category of the sutra.
这坛呢，就是好像是净坛哦，这是老师在教书的这地方呢，就是可以说是说法的地点哦，大概这样子。
And platform can be looked at as a pure place that's where Dharma is expounded by teachers.
大概讲一下这个六祖坛经它的这个名字哈。
That's a basic explanation of the title of the sutra.
我们再接着介绍大概这个坛六祖他自己本人呢怎么样子的变成一个大师。
And next we'll move on to talk about how the sixth patriarch became a great master.
这个讲到这个六祖呢他其实你们可以看哈，看第几页，有本子的看第几页。第一页哈，第一页开始大概这样，会这样子讲，不是讲很详细的。大家让大家知道最前面一个前面的状那个是一个面貌，一个大概。
So we'll briefly talk about the outline of his life, and to get a sense of the life of the sixth patriarch Huainan.You can look into the text starting from page 6.
六祖呢，第一面说慧能，且听慧能行有得法事义。好，这边开始呢，他说告诉大家，告诉他弟子们呢，他怎么样呢？从五祖那边得到这个得法哈，在从五祖那边传法，在得到他这个佛法的心法。就讲他自己从小呢，其实家里都很贫穷。
So starting from the verse that says, listen while I tell you about the actions and intentions by which Huainan obtained the Dharma. So this starts from a younger age of Master Huainan, where he was born in a poor family.
他很小的时候呢，他父亲就往生了，靠着老母呢来把他抚养长大呢。啊，所以是靠着他长大之后呢，他去山上砍柴。去卖柴，然后柴得到钱呢，养活老母哈。
So his father passed away when he was really young, and his mother raised him, and then later on they moved to Nanhai, but their living situation is still very poor. So he sold wood in the marketplace.
可见呢，如果他这么穷呢，他不识字。
And because he was so poor that he was illiterate.
但是呢，他有一次呢，去有客人呢要买柴，他把这个柴呢送到这个客店呢，他拿了钱要走的时候呢，听到有一个客人在诵《金刚经》。
But then when in the process when he was selling wood, there was once someone bought some firewood from him and ordered it to deliver to his shop. And when he made the delivery, Huainan.He actually overheard someone reciting the Diamond Sutra.
他这个《金刚经》讲什么？他念到“因无所住而生其心”，他一听到这句话呢，他心就渐进了，就开悟了哈。
And he heard this particular phrase: "One should produce the thought which is nowhere supported." It's a very famous phrase in the Diamond Sutra. And upon hearing this, he became enlightened instantaneously.
所以从这个他这个经历呢，可一个关键点呢，见性开悟呢，并不是说非常的，要知识广博，或者是要这个要非常富贵啊什么样名利地位的人，这些都没有关系。
So based on his experience, this pivotal moment of his enlightenment, it shows that.You do not have to be a scholarly person or be a very rich person to attain enlightenment.
那诸位想，到底跟什么有关系呢？到底跟什么有关系？见性开悟跟什么有关系？
Well, if enlightenment doesn't depend on wealth nor knowledge, worldly knowledge, then what does it depend on?
跟身份地位都没有关系，那到底跟什么有关系呀？诸位。根性
nor is it related to your social status. So none of these are important. So what is important? And someone said your root, karmic root. And someone said it's your mind.
站到一点点边并不是回答到正点哈，站到一点点边，没有正中要点。
You are sort of, you know, you're getting close, but you're not quite touching the heart of the issue.
我们是在用修行，用心修行没有错，是什么样的心呢？我们都有心啊，但是我们为什么不能？为什么听了这么多佛法不能够见性开悟？哎，答对了哈，是谁答的？谁讲的？
So, every one of us has a mind, but why is it that, even with this mind, we're still not able to achieve enlightenment? So, what kind of mind is required? And there's someone in the audience said, a pure mind.
对哈，这个清净心，所以这边讲因无所住呢而生其心。这个住呢，其实就是我们不要住在某个东西、什么事物上面，就是其实一种。可以说是一种执着，那这可以说也是一种要你要保持执着。另外一边呢，就是清净，保持清净呢，你的升起心，这后面的心，这个心呢，就是升起清净的心，你心远离烦恼妄想执着，自然你的清净心就升起。
So the phrase that which Master Hui Nan became enlightened from, one should produce the mind which is nowhere supported. This is exactly talking about this pure mind. Nowhere supported, non-abiding, it means no attachment to any vexations. And if you don't have any delusional thought, no vexations, and the pure mind will naturally arise.
如果我们能够悟的呢，我们这个禅经讲到这边就可以不用讲了。
If we can become enlightened just like him, then that's as far as we have to go. We don't even have to talk about the rest of the Platform Sutra.
我们都做不到，所以而且这个佛要讲很多很多的经典。
And because it's actually difficult for us to reach that state, that's why the Buddha had to expound on so many different kinds of texts.
我讲的都是重点，都是要怎么样保持清净心，只是从各种不同的方向。角度切入而已，但讲了这么多的各种的各式各样的所以说是八万四千法门。
All of these teaching is focused on one point: how to maintain this pure mind, be not attached. And but all the texts talked about this point through a different perspective, and because of sentient beings' different needs.So there are 84,000 different Dharma doors.
然后我们接着讲这个，他心有所体悟呢，他就问了，这诵什么经啊？因为他不知道这个，从来没接触嘛，所以这对方讲《金刚经》，然后就有这个因缘呢，他就这个赶快呢，就有人的护持他呢，十两钱给他那个安顿劳模呢，他就赶着呢，赶到这五祖慧能那里去亲近。
So once Hui Nan heard this phrase, he became enlightened. And because he didn't have any previous experience with Buddhist texts, so he asked the person who recited it, what text are you reciting? And he was told it was called the Diamond Sutra. And following that, very quickly, because all the conditions are right, there was another person who gave him a pound of silver,to allow him to settle down his mother, to take care of her, and then he was able to then take leave and go to visit the fifth patriarch and seek Dharma from him.
到一个叫黄梅哈，黄梅县的，这是河北还是在河北省哈？不是很肯定，就是另外一个省份，他去礼拜五祖弘忍大师。
So he went to another province. And a county that's called Huang Mei, Yellow Plum, and to pay respect to the fifth patriarch, Hong Ren.
他们这两位大师呢，第一次初次见面的那个问答呢，这个都是很有非常的有充满的这个法味哈。我们大家看看他怎么要问答。
So even during the very first encounter.The interaction between these two great masters was very fascinating and full of Dharma flavor. So let's take a look.
也是非常的注意做我们佛弟子们学习的。
It's also looking at their exchanges. It's something that we can learn a lot from.
这个五祖问他说：“你从哪里来呀？你还想要请从我这边想要求什么呢？”
So the fifth patriarch asked Hui Nan, "Where are you from?" and what do you seek?
他是从云南来的哈，他说我原来理师呢，我是只有求想要做佛。
And Hui Nan replied, I'm from Lingnan, another place. And I came here to bow to the master, to pay respect to you, and also I only seek to become a Buddha, nothing else.
哇，这一句这个回答就真的非常的，就把这个慧能那个大师的气象啊，整个这活活泼泼展现出来。
Based on this answer alone, you can already see the high state of his attainment, that how he's going to become a great master.
诸位是在学习清净道场嘛，哈，清净道场诸位持戒来做种种的这个佛法的这个参与佛法的种种的这个事业哈，诸位很多的义工菩萨啊，诸位我们反观自己啊。我们现在想求什么？我们那是不是想求学佛，想成佛
？So all you here are here to learn about the Buddha Dharma, and you have been participating actively in many of the temple's activities, such as being a volunteer. And so let us take a moment to reflect and think about it. Why are you here? Is it also your goal to become a Buddha too?
想念道场想求成佛的请举手。
Is this your reason to become a Buddha?
Raise your hand.
Raise your hand if that's your indeed your goal.
真的举手哦。
Truthfully.
哇，你看这个马蜂很多人都是举半只手哈、哦，是因为勉强的吗？是因为法师这样子鼓励，就是这样说，慧云大师这样讲的，我也这样子，是不是这样？不是出自你的本意的。不是出自本意的，请举手。谦卑啊
！Some of you only raise your hand halfway. So what does that mean? Are you being forced by us, the sangha? Do you think that's the correct answer? That's why you're raising your hand like that. So, how many of you are doing it truthfully that you really want to seek to become the Buddha?
Oh, 好，再针对你们哈、哦。你们真的想求成佛的，那请问自己的心情如何？有没有学佛菩萨的心情？
So let me ask you then, for those of you who raise your hand boldly, if your goal is to become a Buddha, then is your behavior and your mind approximating the Buddha's mind?
有没有？偶尔有，但大部分都忘记了。
Perhaps sometimes, but most of the time, probably we don't remember all the time.
这个也是不容易，但是一开始呢，我们开始学习佛法，发这种，一开始我们求，是佛教我们的，其实是佛教我们，当然是慧能大师本身在做，他的在做表率，他的表现好像就是善根励志的嘛。但是我们开始学习佛法呢，或学佛求道呢，就应该是向最上圣着眼。
We should be in that kind of mentality, even as we start to in the beginning of our learning of Buddha Dharma, that we should have become achieving Buddhahood as the highest goal and set it as our own personal goal. And over here, Master Hui Nan is setting an example, a model for all of us.
只要向最上乘哈，最上乘来着眼，我就是因为佛法教的，我们本来就可以成佛。
Set your eye, set your goals on the highest state, and that is because the Buddha teaches us that we all have the potential to become a Buddha.
但是在讲到实际哈，我们一下做不到，怎么样去着手呢
？But then let's return to our daily reality. It's not quite so easy to achieve that kind of state right away, and oftentimes we cannot act accordingly. So, how do we practice?
这个慧能大师呢，也给我们这个是很好的示范，就是在采访里面哈，破财踏锤八个月，那是最下注呢来着手，那这是最好的这种 修无助，修那个无助心啊，修这个无助心的那种最好的那种表率，示范的样子。
So over here, we can also find a model in what Master Huinan had done. So after his first encounter with the fifth patriarch, he was sent to the threshing hut to work with the rice, to try to thresh the rice. And he was there for 8 months straight, working from a very, very lowly position. And by working in that such a low position, he was able to practice the mind and conduct of non-abiding.
这就好像是我们这个，因为他已经见性了嘛，哈，就像我们这个，我们中国的祖师呢，大德也曾经是都是这样子，就是一旦见性了呢，就到这个山林水边呢，去这个保养这圣胎，让它更稳定、更稳固，那才能够，那它因缘成熟才能出来。其实慧能大师也是一样的。
By this time, Master Huinan had already obtained enlightenment, and similar kind of example abound in other Dharma masters' lives, where after they have achieved enlightenment, they often go to the woods or by remote places and to work, and that's a way for them to stabilize their mind and to retain the enlightened state.
再下来，这个两位大师又很精彩的对答哈，也可以说是其实是一种五祖弘忍在考试他到底这个人呢到底什么样的状况，什么样的程度哈，来看。
And then following up, there were even more interesting interactions and dialogues between the fifth and the sixth patriarch, and this is in a way sort of a test given by the fifth patriarch to Master Huinan.To see what kind of level he has attained.
这个悟住讲说，你是岭南人呢？岭南就是边疆啊，边荒地带，不是文明的地带。然后又是葛僚，这个边疆的以那个文化很低落的这个民族哈，这彝族啊，那怎么能够做佛呢
？So the fifth patriarch said to Huinan, "You're from Lingnan, and Lingnan is not a central place. It's like."In the border, very remote countryside. And so, because you're from Lingnan, you're a barbarian. And being a barbarian, how do you think you can become a Buddha?
这是他的考试呢。那当然，这个在后面慧能回答呢，就跟我们刚刚讲的哈，这个他的见性开悟呢，跟他的身份地位完全没有关系。他说，我的外表呢，可能是这个。我们人虽然是有南方人、北方人，是有粗俗啊、有文明的差别呢，但是我们佛性可没有这些差别。
And so, because Huinan had already attained enlightenment, his answer was in accordance to what we talked about, where he disregarded his social status or knowledge, and he replied, although there are people from north and people from south, there's ultimately no north and south in Buddha nature.The body of the barbarian is that of the high master are not the same, but what distinction is there in the Buddha nature?
哇，这是很善根立志的人，这个碰到一个大善根立志的人来的话，这个他这个一下想当然，五祖弘忍一定非常高兴。就像师父呢，听到我这个弟子这个根基很立的人，他很欢喜。
Master Huinan had really, really sharp root and good deep root.And so seeing someone like that, the fifth patriarch must have been extremely happy. Just like Shifu, when he encountered any disciples who has good roots and good background, he's also very happy.
但是呢，看到因为旁边有很多人，这个先徒众呢，所以他这个让大家呢起心动念，叫他还是要随众，叫他是随众作物。
But then also because there were a lot of disciples around them at that time,he didn't want to cause anyone vexations, so he ordered Huinan to follow the group and to do work.
慧能又回讲了几句话，又是很显见他这个是大根立志的人哦。
But before he leaves, Huinan follow up with a few more sentences, which also revealed his great karmic root.
他说啊，这个弟子呢，我这个心呢。常常都是智慧常常升起哈， 这个我的心呢不离开的自信啊，其实就是福田，不知道大师和尚那老这个叫我去做什么事情呢。
So he said, Huinan informs the high master that this disciple, which is Huinan, this disciple's mind constantly produces wisdom and is not separate from the self nature. That itself is the field of blessing. It has not yet been decided what work the high master will instruct me to do.
诸位，你们没常常觉得自己心里产生智慧啊？
Have you ever experienced that? Do you ever feel that your mind naturally gives rise to wisdom constantly?
我马虎也不在一直点头。
Some of you keep nodding your head.
点头之前先检查一下自信哦。
Before you start nodding, first examine your mind.
这不容易啊，非常不容易。这个一定你的心呢，一定是常常保持清净心。
It's actually not easy at all to be able to constantly producing wisdom. Your mind has to remain in a state of purity.
就像刚刚前面讲的，你心一不能有所执着到任何一件一事一物上面，完全不能。但是你们一定想，大家怎么过生活？
The pure mind again means that your mind should not be attached to any single situation, incident, or object. So.You are probably wondering now that if that's the case, then how do I even conduct my everyday life?
没关系，后面一直会继续讲，因为我现在没有开悟呢，就是继续再讲下去，渐渐就能有点悟的这个消息出来。
That's okay. We're going to talk about it later on, as we explain the rest of the sutra. And because our mind is not enlightened yet, we have to use the sutra and gradually.The flavor of enlightenment will reveal itself.
啊，这个五祖呢，就说哇，这个你这个人真是，不要再讲话了，赶快去工作去了哈。
So after Huinan said that, the fifth patriarch said, "Barbarian, your faculty are too sharp. Do not speak further, but go to the back courtyard to work."
这表面上是呵斥他哈，其实是保护他。
On the surface, the fifth patriarch is scolding Huinan, but the hidden intention is actually to protect him.
嗯，然后经过这个八个月之后呢，胡祖呢就是去见到这个慧能讲了，就跟他又讲了一段话，说我是因为看到你的知见呢，我你就上一次的对谈呢，知道你的知见可以用，就是说他的佛法知见呢是正确，而且他能够用这个知见呢自己去用功。但是因为担心有人会伤害到他，所以不跟你直讲。你知道这道理吗？
So after Huinan has been sent off to work, more than 8 months had passed, and one day the fifth patriarch suddenly saw Huinan again in the courtyard, and then said to him, "So I think these views of yours can be of use, which means it's in accordance to Buddha Dharma."But I fear that evil people may harm you. So for that reason, I have not spoken with you. Do you understand the situation?
是为我们之见可用否？
How about all of you in the audience? Do you think your views are of use? Can be useful? Are they in accordance to Buddha Dharma?
不要乱举手哦。哦，你举手啊？他是举手什么意思？有疑问是不是？
Can you speak up, please?
他讲什么？他的见解。
But the question was, how about you yourself, not Huinan? Are your views, current views of use, in accordance to Buddha Dharma? Thank you.
可以。
他是说有时候就是我们先把问题厘清一下，有时候生活中会受到一些伤害，如果能够从伤害里面学习到一些事情的话，那表示说你也有某一种程度的知见。
生活中所碰到一些事情呢，那种一种也是可以有一种智慧的，小智慧。
That is true. From difficult situations in everyday life, you may be able to attain some level of wisdom, lesser wisdom.
但是这边讲的知见呢，这个更深刻哈，更让我们离开了生死苦恼的这种这个道理的观念。
But the kind of views that we're talking about here is much more profound and deep than the everyday wisdom that we're talking about. It's the kind of wisdom that you can use to help you depart from the cycle of life and death.
他讲之前可能会让我们能够远离就被身体被伤害呀、或者钱财的损失啊，或者是什么心境那种受伤，对不对？
So the kind of views that you're talking about, the, The kind of wisdom you're talking about perhaps can help us alleviate some sort of sufferings from everyday life, perhaps. That's the kind of wisdom that will help you get over some hurt. And that is a level of wisdom.
渐进的，就是一种不是马上一触即达的，而是不断的，就需要，比如说我们到
渐修了，
渐修，慢慢累积起来，慢慢对自己的一种修持或什么。但是呢，这种感受，这种是常常我们都会在日常生活里面都会面临到的。但是如果说我们没有这机会来住持，没有这机会来的话呢，很可能就永远都不会达到这种你可以抛弃这个
执
心有所住的那种境界。我的感受是
可以
菩萨可以请自己翻译一下吗？
我翻译可以自己翻好。
Getting the goal to be purify your mind. It's not easy, but it's a kind of process to reach that goal, to reach that mind as a very purified. Then you feel, if you give up everything, something, then you feel more peaceful mind or something like that, you know, to that state of heart, the feeling for that state of mind.
好，我们接着下来哈，接着下来。
So we'll move on.
那这再来呢，这个又一段呢非常重要的一个观点哈。弘忍大师呢，有一天呢，把他所有的徒众呢全部召集来，跟他讲说啊，我们四个生死四大，四人生死四大哈，所以。
So we'll follow up with the story, continue with the story. One day the fifth patriarch summoned his disciples and he said to them, I have something to say to you. For people in the world, the matter of birth and death is a great one. The matter of birth and death is a great one.
生死呢，我们一般凡夫呢不认为它是四大哈。
So birth and death, for us ordinary beings, we think of it as a great matter.
所以我们一般人呢，比较有一点善根的呢，终日就是一生呢，就是只求福、众福、修福，不会想求出离生死苦海。
Usually ordinary beings with some level of good karmic root, usually people will seek blessings, and they seek field of blessings only, and do not try to get out of this cycle of birth and death.
所以有这么一个讲这个，好像莲池大师讲的哈，这个明末世大师之言，莲池大师讲，以人呢、啊，这个就是以人来讲哈，因为人才能够修持嘛，以人来讲，大概分两种，贫穷跟富贵的，大概。
So at the end of the Ming Dynasty, there was a Lian Chi, Great Master Lian Chi, and he said basically.Of all people in this world, people can be divided into two categories. One is impoverished, poor, and the other one is wealthy and rich.
贫穷的人呢，一生呢忙忙碌碌呢，就求衣食。
And those that are impoverished and poor, all day long they seek after, try to take care of their daily needs.
富贵的人呢，一生就是也是忙忙碌碌呢，在受用，在享受。
And as for those people that are well endowed and wealthy, then all day long they're also busy trying to enjoy the blessings.
他们的受用虽然不同，但是心同样的，都是忙忙碌碌。
Even though they are in different kinds of conditions, but their mentality, mindset are the same, that they're constantly busy chasing after things.
心忙忙碌碌呢，最后到死亡，再忙忙碌碌呢，再投入另外一个胞胎，再换另外一个生命，再继续下一期的忙忙碌碌的生命。
So being so entangled in the daily function and busyness of life, whether seeking daily needs or enjoying sensory pleasure, that's just a cycle. And you're entangled in this until you die, and then.Still following the same pattern, you seek the next birth.
这个道理呢，只有佛经里面呢讲的最详细哈，最告诉我们生死的事情，这个生死是啥。
Buddha Dharma pointed out to this pattern, very clearly in all the sutras, and but it actually explained to us that the matter of life and death is of a great matter.
其实我们修福哈，这修福包括，你可能包括修定也是算是福的一种啊。在最高定呢，你是可能到司空天、司空定啊，最高司空定，乃至呢这个最下呢这个地狱道，那都还是就是在生死的道上在轮在跑。
So for people that cultivate samadhi concentration, this still can be considered as a kind of blessing. So even if you are able to reach the highest state of dhyana, that's the highest state possible, or to a lowest state, you are in the realms of hell, no matter what you do, you are still within the cycle of life and birth and death.
所以这边的弘忍讲呢，他的弟子们呢也是一样哦，这就是我们出家众也是他，因为弟子大部分出家众。你们这些人啊，终日只有求福田啊，不求出离生死苦海。你自信若果迷呢，这最大的福报呢，也没办法救你呢，出离生死轮回的大苦。
So the fifth patriarch admonished his disciples and say that you guys, even you have left home, you still follow the same pattern of seeking fields of blessings.All day long you seek blessings only. You do not try to get out of the bitter sea of birth and death. But if you are confused about your self-nature, how can any kind of blessing save you?
有没有想过生死的事？
How about you? Have you ever thought of life and death?
从来没有想过的请举手。
If you have never thought about it, raise your hand, please.
有想到，但是又忘记了，又回到忙忙碌碌的心的情绪上。
If you have thought of it, but then again you forget, and then you return to this very entangled, busy mind of yours, if that's the pattern that you follow, can you raise your hand too?
好好好， 还是很多人还没讲到，都没有举手的哈。但是
，So there's some of you that don't even raise your hand. So what does that mean? You don't even think about it?
这个生死的事情呢，有的人是想说年纪大的时候才会想生死的事情，年纪跟年纪轻好像年纪轻的时候不会想到生死，因为觉得好像还有一场很长的路要走。
Some people feel that, you know, considering, thinking about life and death is an issue that's for older people, and young people don't have to think about it. I can wait.
对不对？来，也不用去想，因为这是好好享受那这个青春年华。
Younger people may feel that I don't have to think about this kind of issues. I should just enjoy my youth and all the good time ahead of me.
我这个年纪慢慢大哈，我常常在想生死的事。
But as I'm getting older, I think about this issue of life and death constantly.
还有就是我回台湾了，有体检哈，知道身体有一些状况。
And when I went back to Taiwan last time, I did a physical and realized that there are some situations cropping up with my physical body.
大家不用担心，还可以活几年哈。
You don't have to worry. I will still be around for quite a few years.
因为这个中医是把脉的，因为他说我曾经有一次说，心脏好像没有动哈，那我就脸色很沉重，他就跟我说，用到还很长时间呢，还差很短时间，就是说我体力还很健壮，还可以维持一段很长时间。我会鼓动一下。
I met with a Chinese doctor, and he took my pulse and said, oh, you know, sometimes it seems that your heartbeat has halted. But don't worry, it seems that you still have a lot of life energy, and so you still have quite a few years to go.
So this is 让我呢回顾我这一生。
But his comments made me take the opportunity to review my life.
因为过去我还比较年轻一点的，身体其实蛮健康的哈，我完全都觉得很好。结果后来这年纪真的是年华渐大哈，慢慢这个又体检又发现了一些状况了。我这个常常这就提醒这个佛法讲的道理，叫无常哈，无常就是将到来。
So, when I was younger, my health was actually in pretty good condition, so I don't think about it. But now these days, with the reminders of the doctors and realizing that there are a few issues that needs to be attended to. It makes me become even more keenly aware of the issue of impermanence, that impermanence will be our doorstep anytime.
诸位一定想说，那法师怎么去面对无常呢？怎么修呢？
But then you probably ask me, how do we face impermanence?How should we practice?
这个呢，我也觉得这个慧能在讲的道理哈，这个基本上是佛法的基本的宗旨，就是怎么样让自己心无住心，然后行为是无住行，来下手。
So we can find the answer in this sutra, the Platform Sutra, how to practice so that our mind will be non-abiding, and then our conduct will also be non-attached and non-abiding.
这无住行呢，这个我们先从行为下手比较快一点哈。这心是无形无相，比较摸不着边际。
So let's first talk about our conduct, because it's a lot more concrete to think about.Whereas the mind fluctuates and there's no forms to the mind. So how do we practice the conduct of non-attachment and non-abiding?
就是这个，但是这是我的一种分享啦哈，分享还并不是说也完全就是你们都一定要照着做，是我发现我的东西呢，好像哪些东西多了哈，赶快送出去布施给人，跟其他的法师或者是菩萨的分享。
This is based on my personal experience. It doesn't mean that you have to follow exactly what I do, but it's just something that I do myself. For example, whenever I feel I have anything in excess, then I try to give it away as quickly as possible, I will share with volunteers or lay people or other Dhamma masters.
对，除非是需要的，我们这师父讲的需要、想要嘛，哈、哦，真的需要东西你才可以要，不是想要的，是只是不是需要是想要呢，绝对不要再拿了哈、哦。能够尽量舍，然后这个东能够所用的东西越少越好。
师父 talks about there are two categories of things, the things that we need to survive, and there are things that we like, we want. And so you should only, I tell myself to only keep the things I really need. And the fewer things I have, the better. And for things that I don't need, then I give them away.
我不需要往生做一大堆东西，然后要我们的僧众帮我整理，然后这个让大家大费脑筋。这实在是不慈悲哈，所以生前呢，能够尽量把东西减少到最少，这是我的希望能做到这个一个方向。
So I don't want it to be that when I die, when I pass away, then the sangha has to take care of my belongings, and they have to go through the trouble of deciding what to do with my objects. So my goal is the less I have, the better.And because if I leave a lot of burdens for other people to take care of, then it wouldn't be compassionate.
可以用东西呢，尽量就是不要拥有太多，而且布施供养其他人。其实这个是一种，这是布施行啊，其实是非常的，因为可以对治我们的那种悭贪的心。我们无始以来，我们凡夫的这种烦恼心的这一类的，就是那种希望拥有很多，永远不知足。
So to give away things that we don't need is a really good practice, a practice of giving. It will help counter this karmic pattern that we have of being miserly or being greedy. It's a vexation that we have. So to try to practice giving can help. It's an antidote for miserly and greed.
这个像让我想到哈。这个佛经里面一个很有大福报一个国，印度一个国王，是不是戒日王？可能我还不是很肯定，要查一查。他就是每六年呢，就做大布施，无遮供养，然后把他所有的财产全部舍尽，然后甚至呢舍到呢，他枕头也拿去布施的哈，枕头他的披露也是拿去布施，然后实际上是内衣内裤是不是？好像是这么样子，舍得干干净净啊。
There used to be a great king back in India. I don't quite recall his name. I need to look it up again. But every 6 years, he would conduct a great offering, a great giving, where he would give away everything he owns, all his wealth and everything, even including the pillow he sleeps on. So the only thing he has left would be his undergarment, perhaps.And so he does this every 6 years.
也是他一生呢在位，然后才就好像做了五次的这样无遮大布施大供养的这种法会，就是所有的全国国内任何人都可以跟他要，他所有的他的财产全部供养。但是因为福报大，全部完毕之后，渐渐这些他的这些大臣啊什么又来供养啊，慢慢到又很多了，这个仓库又是盈满哈。时间到了，他又是送出去，就是一生做了好像五次的这样无遮大布施的法会。
So during his reign, I think he did it 5 times. This kind of great offering, offering with no obstacle, no blockage, unbounded giving. And so anyone in his country can come and ask things from him. But because he has so much merit and virtue that. Even after he has given away all his belongings, gradually all this wealth and goods will come back, and his storage will pile up again. So in another 6 years, he has to do it again. So he had done this for 5 times during his reign.
我跟他讲是，我们说无住心，无住心，我是说讲无住心。其实这个心又跟心有关系的哈。
So we were talking about the mind of non-attachment and non-abiding. We were trying to talk about conduct, which is more concrete, and mind. But over here, conduct and mind are actually interrelated.
对，反正是用行为上去做，但是也是先就是跟心，就是慢慢的，我们心也就是不断的舍，因为就是对着我们无始凡夫，就是，哎，全部都是抓，什么都是我的，他不断的舍呢，你的心呢渐渐就是剥落啊，渐渐对，因为就对外面的他取嘛，在执着，慢慢的剥落，慢慢剥落。
So even though it appears we're only talking about conduct, but it's related to the mindset as well. Because our habitual pattern is to grasp onto things and to hoard, to say, oh, this all belongs to me. By able to practice a conduct of giving, of offering, then the mentality of this grasping mentality will also gradually fall away.
就是还是心对物质方面的，那我们在应该还要讲到心对于这个无形方面的这种执着，就比如地位哈，这个一个是地位和这个或自己的见解思想，我们也是非常的执着的，这一个也要渐渐的去走。思想观念，我会自以为是嘛，就是这个自以为是，这是。
So that's one level of grasping onto materialistic objects. But then there's also grasping of formless things, such as status, social status. Or oftentimes we grasp onto a particular kind of concept or a mentality. Those are also grasping.
这是我们一类的凡夫啊。还算，这也算凡夫、哦。他对物质可能东西各方面享受，他可以舍，但是他对于他自己的见解、思想、见地呢，是抓得很紧的，是非常的执着。
So this is also a kind of ordinary person. There are certain kind of people who are able to let go of their worldly materialistic possessions, not be so attached to materialistic goods.Yet they are very strongly attached to their views, to their understanding, and certain concepts they hold. These are still considered as ordinary people.
要记得后面这个慧能讲的，本来无一物，何处惹尘埃？本来无一物哈，本来无一物是本来就是我们的自性清净，它是无形无相，没有是任何这东西。当然也没有包括没有任何见解，是任何一定要怎么样，一定是怎么样。
So this actually, what we have been talking about correspond with the verse 慧能 later composed. The second half of the verse says, originally there's not a single thing, so how can thus a light be attached to your mind? And this is talking about.There's really nothing that we should be attached to.
如果我们有任何一点这个在执着呢，我们自信这个清净心呢就无法显现，所以外在的任何这个修福呢，再大的福报呢，也没有办法帮助我们脱离这种生死的这轮回的大苦。
So if we are attached to one single thing, then our pure mind will not be able to reveal itself.And no matter what kind of blessing that we have accumulated, no matter how great it is, it will not help us break free from the cycle of birth and death.
好，我们要继续喽。
We'll continue on then.
然后这个弘忍大师呢，让弟子们呢，个个呢去看自己的智慧呢，去写一首偈子来给他看看。那呢，这个他要传这个依法哈，要复依跟法。
So the fifth patriarch talked about this great matter of birth and death, and then he asked all of his disciples to each go to look into their own wisdom and to use their prajna nature to compose a verse, so that based on the verse, he will decide who has reached true attainment, and he is then going to pass on the robe and the dharma to this person.
要常常想第六代的祖，要找出一个第六代的祖师的哈。
So in essence, he was looking for the sixth patriarch.
那这边我们后面就不细讲了。基本上我们就看知道，神秀他另外的弟子呢写了一首偈子，叫《身是菩提树，心如明镜台， 知识勤拂拭，务实惹尘埃。我们看这一段第六页。
So, we're not going to go into this in great details now, but then we will look at the verse that's composed by another one of his disciples, Master Shen Shou, where he wrote a verse that says, the body is a Bodhi tree, the mind like a bright mirror stand. Time and again, brush it clean and let no dust alight. And if you have the book, then it's in... It's on page 9.
基本上呢，神秀大师其实讲的这个也没有错哈，也是非常好的，对中下根器的众生来讲，是非常好的道理。
Actually, what Master Shen Shou had talked about, what he wrote down, is not wrong either. What he composed is actually very suitable for people with the medium or low or lesser karmic root.
他的这讲道理呢，就是其实身体就是一个修行的工具哈，啊，心常就是说你要怎么样用你的心呢，常常保持像宁静一样的清净，然后常常用方佛法道理呢，常常去擦，让这镜子能够保持光明，啊，不要让这灰尘呢把你的心呢清净呢。
So what he's talking about is that we should regard this physical body of ours as a tool for cultivation, for practice, and we should keep our mind bright and clear and use methods to clear the mind at all times so that it will not be defiled by any attachment or any dust.
这个道理没有错，这是属于可以做我们初修的人啊，这个渐修渐修渐修。那再后来呢，这个慧能大师讲的是更上圣哈，这顿教的法门。
So Master Shen Shou's principle is correct. It's fine for people, for beginners, and it's a way of gradual practice to gradually dust away any defilements that we have. But later on, in comparison to the verse that's composed by Master Hui Neng, which reveals a much higher attainment.
就是可以说是对于顿根上根立志的众生来讲的哈，他说本来就是没有东西的，我们这个身呢、啊，或者是这个心呢、啊，其实就我们都是妄想心、这种烦恼心。那其实这个都是暂时的现象，本来是真正的清净心是没有的，是无形无相的。那当然是就讲到自己，是讲到我们的自心，我们的佛性。所以自己的佛性呢，本来就不会任何的尘埃根本站不上去，在身上呢，也就是一个暂时临时现象。
So the verse that Master Hui Neng composed talks about originally Bodhi has no tree and bright mirror has no stand. It's talking about the mind, the true mind that we have has no form. Any kind of deluded wandering thoughts or defiled mind that we have are only temporary. There's nothing to be attached to.And the true mind doesn't have any form or shape.
其实他只是因应陈秀大师讲的这个是这个句子呢，把修正了一下而已啦。
So Master Huinan's verse actually is in direct response, a direct response to Master Shen Shou's verse, in some way to make it more accurately reflect what the true mind really is.
那当然，大众看到他这个慧能大师写的，大家很惊讶，说：“哇，这个什么时候他变成肉身菩萨？”这些意思，大家也觉得这个弟子好像比神秀大师的再高一圣哈，高一层这样。但是呢，这个五祖呢，怕大家呢，怕六祖呢受伤害呢，所以说这个也没有见性啊，能写就把这个弟子擦掉了。
So when the rest of the disciples.Saw the verse that was written by Hui Neng, they were all very startled, and they were all saying, "Well, that's really strange. You know, how did he become a Bodhisattva all of a sudden?" They realized that the attainment that's reflected in Hui Neng's verse is higher than Shen Shou's verse. But the fifth patriarch, because he was afraid of anyone that would harm Hui Neng, so he actually erased.The verse written by Hui Neng with his shoes and tell the rest of the people that, oh, this one is also not quite right. He has not seen his nature. But that's an act of protecting him.
第二天呢，屋主呢又偷偷到他的会员的那个工作的地方呢，来跟他讲话了。
But then the next day, the fifth patriarch, again secretly came to the hut where, Huinan was working at to talk to him.
屋主讲了这个，看到他这个腰里面腰绑的石头在聪明哈、哦，那就赞叹说啊，求道的人呢，就是应该要为法忘躯，当如是哈、哦。这个是大家再我再解释一下。
So at that time when he visited, he saw that Huinan actually tied a piece of rock, stone, to his waist to increase his weight so he can better do the rice threshing. And so upon seeing that, the fifth patriarch said, oh, a seeker of the way will forget his very life for the Dharma. Is this not the case?
这个是身体不论在做什么事情，但是他心在方法上，这是一个很重要道理。所以屋主一看呢，就这么讲说，求道之人为法忘躯。
So it shows that even when your physical body is doing daily activities, the mind remains on the method, and that's the way to practice. That is why the fifth patriarch said, a seeker of the way will forget his very life for the Dharma.
这个我很希望能够提起我们在厨房在奉献的这些菩萨们哈，厨房哦是水深火热的地方哦。大家在奉献，在为大众，在大刮晒大刮哈，尤其夏天很热，厨房是很热的。大家在为这个像周日的奖金呢，大家在做这些事情的时候，我不知道五祖弘忍看了会不会说求道之人为法忘躯，当如是乎。
So I want to use this phrase to remind those great volunteers that works in the kitchen. In the kitchen area is actually really hot, so many of you may be.Pouring sweat. But even in this kind of situations, you should remember this phrase. I wonder if the patriarch sees you guys in the kitchen, whether he's also going to say, a seeker of the way will forget his very life for the Dharma.
要怎么用功？所以好像我没有讲得很正中要点哦，你们听得懂吗？
So far, do you understand what I'm saying? So how should we practice?After all,
记得因我所做而生起心呢。
The focus of your practice, again, you should remember this phrase. One should produce the mindset which is nowhere supported or non-abiding.
那不是就道场这个可以让义工们这样用啊？诸位，你们在职场其实也可以用的。
This is the kind of mindset you should uphold, not only at workplaces or temples.But even in your daily situation at workplace, you can use this mentality.
你们就反映啊，法师，你不知道我们职场它多么复杂，多么大人心险恶哈，各种的这种，大家为争这地位，为争名，争这个加薪呢，大家同事之间的勾心斗角啊，怎么用佛法呢？
But many of you will probably say to me, Pasha, I don't think you know what you're talking about because you don't realize how complicated things can get at workplaces where everybody's competing with each other, using different kind of strategies, trying to reach a higher status, get promoted, get more money. So how can you apply Buddha Dharma in this kind of setting?
老师有没有讲对？你们是不是这样的反应呢？
Right? Is that how you feel when I tell you to apply Buddhism to workplace?
秋花的女儿点点头哈，就她点头而已啊。你们都没有在工作，我们这边老菩萨都退休了哈。所以在这里面真是已经生活环境也已经清净多了哈，要更用功。要头点下来，头低下来。
Only one person nodded. How about the rest of you? Oh.Perhaps some of you have retired already and you don't have to no longer fight at workplace. Well, in that situation, your environment is already a lot more pure than people who have to work. So in that case, you have to work extra hard.
所以这手机请把它关机哦。手机关机。你们啊，我法师要再唠叨一句哈，你们心里所牵挂的、所执着放不下的东西，你往生的时候带不走啊，为什么可不赶快放啊？
Well, let me remind you that anything that you're attached to, that you're worried about, concerned about right now, none of these you can take away with you when you die. So why are you still holding on to them? Why won't you let go?
听得懂吗？明白？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
对啊，就是放下这些，注意到这些念头，又在想东想西，想这个，想儿女，想这个，想孙子，或想什么，或想钱，这些都带不走的。赶快放掉，看注意到现在当下在做什么，就清清楚楚的。
So you may be thinking about your children or your grandchildren, thinking about money, thinking about this and that, but again, none of these you can take away with you when you die. So why are you still holding on to them? Let go. Let go right now and focus on what you're doing.
我跟各位菩萨讲了，我们现在要练习习哦，要知道我们当然要听到要听闻佛法，我在为基础啊，就是你真命的这个时间要你一息尚存的。就做应该做的事情，应该做的是什么？修福修慧的事情啊，对你的福慧有帮助的，应该做的，全力以赴去做。其他的念头都是妄想，全部要放下。
So that should be the focus of your practice. As long as you still have one breath, you should simply focus on what you should be doing. And what is it that we should be doing? Anything that will help you practice merit and virtue, and help you increase your merit and wisdom. You should give all you have and try to pursue this. And everything else are but wandering thoughts, which you should let go of right away.
我们其实很多的念头，很多其实都是我们的分别妄想、执着的心呢。
A lot of thoughts that you have are merely produced by our deluded mind, a result of our past attachment and grasping.
那接着呢，弘忍大师就问说：“你熟了没有啊？”
So, continuing on with the story, then the fifth patriarch then asked 慧能, at this threshing hut, "Is the rice ready?"
他是在问你熟的吗，诸位
？So he's asking him, "Is the rice ready?"
你熟了熟有什么关系呢？
So why does it matter at all whether the rice is ready or not?
对呀、啊，都是这样讲的。他是讲说，他问的，他是一种关键语哦。他说你尽心了没有啊
？It's actually a phrase with double meaning. It's asking 慧呢 whether you have reached enlightenment, have seen your own nature.
你见到你的自信了没有
？Whether you have seen your self nature.
哦，慧呢真是大师哈、哦，说早就熟了哈、哦，早就见性了。早就见性了，但是就如劝再战，他就是还欠一个善知识来跟我印证。
So 慧能 because he's such a great cultivator, he said, "The rice has long been ready. Now I'm only waiting for the seed." Meaning he's looking for a good knowing advisor to come and help him to clarify, to confirm his attainment.
哦，所以我们在这旁边一定是。傻伯站好，就不得讲这两位在讲什么，这样听都听不懂啊。
Have we been there, standing by listening to their exchange, will probably be really confused, not even knowing what they're talking about.
这是两个见性的人的大师的对话，就是这么简洁扼要哈，但是就是充满了这种乏味。
But this is an exchange between two great cultivators, and it's so concise, yet it's so full.With robust Dharma flavor.
哇，这后来红祖这更有意思，用他的手杖呢，这个脚就敲这个是一种磨米的这种工具啊，敲三下，他就走了。那这个慧能呢，就知道他的意思呢，他就三根呢，三斤就入他的这个方丈室呢，那五祖红祖就以袈裟把这窗户围起来，怕你们看到。
So upon hearing 慧能's reply, the patriarch then.He used his staff and hit the rice pestle three times, and then he just left. And Huinan, somehow he just understood what the patriarch meant, and at third watch, a particular time at night, he went into the patriarch's room. And the fifth patriarch then covered themselves with his precept sash so they would not be seen and not be overheard, and he started explaining the Dharma to Huinan.
他问下讲《金刚经》啊，这个将这个慧能这一下呢，当下呢大彻大悟。
He explained the Diamond Sutra to 慧能 and upon hearing it, 慧能 became enlightened again. and reach great understanding.
那我们这边后面不细讲了，因为这样子我们时间也来不及，所以再我们就继续到十三页地方呢。这个传他依法之后呢，传这个袈裟给他。这个法呢，就是因为是其实是，这个法子是心心相印的事情，就是他就讲的这句开悟的话呢，五祖弘忍印证了。所以他刚刚这么讲，何其自信本自清净，何其自信本不生灭，何其就是我们的自信呢，起来本来就自清净的，我们的自信呢本来就没有生灭，本来是万法具足的，本来就是不动，本来我们的心本来是不动的，这是我们自信能够生一切万法。他讲这个话呢，就是五祖呢知道他已经大彻大悟，见到自己本心，所以说讲的是心心相印，已经传法，然后这个传一波
So after Huinen has reached great understanding, he then said to the fifth patriarch, how unexpected the self-nature is originally pure in itself. How unexpected the self-nature is originally neither produced nor destroyed. How unexpected the self-nature is originally complete in itself.How unexpected the self-nature is originally without any movement, and how unexpected the self-nature can produce the 10,000 dharma. So after his enlightenment, he uttered these phrases, and then the fifth patriarch understood that Huinen had indeed reached enlightenment, and the two minds are in perfect alignment, correspondence with each other.And then he passed on his robe and the Dharma to Huinen.
然后这个五祖告诉他呢，这个一呢以后不要再传了哈，可能会有这生命的危险呢，就怕这个依法之后呢，赶快离开。
And after passing on the robe and the Dharma, the fifth patriarch then said to Huinen, "Don't continue this practice anymore. The transmission of robe and Dharma may actually cause you great danger. So this practice should stop at you."
然后这个他五祖弘忍讲了这个讥讽的话哈，这个是悬疑哈，必逢怀则止，必会则长。这可见呢，这个五祖弘忍其实他已经有通了，所以指点他应该到哪里走，往哪方面哪方向去走。
And so, after that, the fifth patriarch, gave Huinen some hint of, telling him where to hide and where to go.
这淮呢，就我看查了，就是一个广西省的一个地方，叫淮吉县哈。会是广东省一个四会县，就到那个地方呢就停止了，不要再走到在广东的四会县呢就藏起来。
So the fifth patriarch told Huinen to stop at this county that's in 广西淮吉县a county called 淮吉。And then when he goes to Guangdong, another province,
四会县，
then he should hide out and abide for his time.
没有错，他到了广东的四会县呢，就在猎人的队伍里面。后面讲第十六页，四会县避难猎人队里面。
So once he reached the county of 四会。Then he joined a group of hunters to, as a way of hiding out and stay out of danger.
我们可以跳到这个十六页了。
We'll now move on to page 16.
他这个贵人呢，就在避难的在猎人队里面，猎人可能会想说，为什么要避难呢？
So, Huinen was hiding out among.A group of hunters, and you may be wondering, why does he have to hide out? Why was he in any sort of danger?
有没有这疑问？
Do you have this kind of question or not?
有疑问的请举手。
Raise your hand if you have question. If you are wondering about why he should be hiding out.
哦，好，有两人举手，那就要解释一下。不然想说没有举手，我们就不要讲。
So there are two of you raise your hand, so we'll explain it.
你们的疑问是什么？
So what's your question?
我知道，我这个反问框架头，大家头脑清不清楚？
I'm asking you to just to see if your mind is still clear on the subject.
这很奇怪哈，这我想为什么学佛的人哈，这道场的人会有这种啊，要追啊，要争夺啊，甚至可能还要杀的这问题啊。
It is very curious, isn't it? Where why would he was pursued by other practitioners, other cultivators, and it makes us wonder why would people who are practicing Buddha Dharma would have this kind of mentality of trying to hurt him.
哎，你忘记了吗？那个佛事的时候，也是有这种状况啊。我是那个佛的这个是堂弟啊。叫什么字？提婆达多，是提婆达多。他就想篡位啊，想做新王啊，想要把释迦牟尼佛杀了啊，然后是自己成佛啊，是不是
？Well, this kind of example actually crops up from time to time. Even when during Buddha's time, his cousin actually wanted to overthrow him and kill him to become the leader of the Sangha.
所以师父曾经讲过，就这个说，其实。坏好问题，我们学佛的人呢，虽然我们其实我们是平等的，我们自信是平等同样的，但是呢，我们一旦我们自信还没有显发的时候，还没有显现的时候，我们都迷了，我们都是在存在迷的状况的。因为你即使我们在修学佛向道，但是呢，我们还是心还是迷，所以您的心还是有所执着，一有所执着呢，你的行为就会偏差，可能就不是在有所错误了。
This is actually not that difficult to understand. Shifu has said that even though our self nature is all the same and pure, but when we are still confused, then our conduct will be misaligned as well. We make mistakes.
所以师父讲说，我们其实人都是好人哈，但是好人会做错，会做错事。
So fundamentally, we're all good people.But good people can do bad conduct.
哎，所以我把它诠释做好人，其实就是我们自信是平等的，我们都有佛性，都有那个成佛的这个法性，就是好人。
Let me clarify what I mean by good people means that we all have this pure Buddha nature. It's all the same among all of us, and that's what I mean by good people.
但是呢，我们应该还没有这个自信完全显现之前呢。我们就在迷当中呢，我们会有所执着，你想要追求什么，都是心向外求。这些弟子们也是一样。
And but before this pure Buddha nature is revealed, then we're still in a state of confusion and we are deluded, and because of that, we can make mistakes. And that's the same with these other disciples of the fifth patriarch who were pursuing.慧能 at that time.
我们会保护自己或者是保护这个团体向外就是 against 另外一个别人或另外的团体。
And because they think they are trying to protect themselves or protect this group of Sangha, so their mind was seeking externally and their mind was pushing against this external force which to them they perceive as harmful.
对啊，诸位，我们心是这样子的，我们心还没有在开的时候呢，还没悟的时候呢，我们是这样子的。我们大家常常亲近法鼓山呢，见到法鼓山的一切都非常好哈，都很赞叹的，包括法师都说威仪很好。但一看到其他外面的团体的法师呢，就觉得这法师就是哪里不对劲哈，那这个威仪不够了，或者行为哪里都是，其实都是我们的凡夫呢分别执着心。
That's quite common. For example, a lot of you have been interacting with the Dharma Drum Mountain and the Sangha for a while, and you like coming here and you have good interaction with the Fashu, the Dharma Masters. So you feel that everything here is quite nice. But when you go out and encounter Dharma Masters from other temples, some of you may start to think, oh, you know, he looked kind of strange. Something's off. Either his conduct isn't quite right, or there's something strange about those other masters from other places. And that is because our original mind has not been revealed.
所以随时保持清净的心非常不容易啊。
So it's actually very difficult to maintain a mind of non-attachment, a mind of purity.
好，这个答案有没有大家的接受吧
？So does this sort of answer your question? Are you able to accept that?
这能够理解哈、
哦。You can comprehend it.
即使在佛门之中呢，也会有做错事的好人哈。
So even within a temple, there are still the so-called good people that will make mistakes and do bad conduct.
好，这个慧能呢，就在这个猎人队里面呢，躲了15年呢。啊，这个当然有因缘的话呢，跟猎人，所以就是这方便呢说一些道理。啊，猎人呢常常要他出去打猎的时候呢，叫他因为有一些猎物哈、哦、在网里面，叫他看守着网。那这个慧能常常呢，叫做网开一面，就是放这些动物呢放生呢。很有名的网开一面。
So following, keep going with the story that Huinan was hiding out among hunters for 15 years, and while he was with them, he would once in a while teach Dharma to them in an appropriate manner. And when he was with them, the hunters would oftentimes tell Huinan to watch their net, the net they used to catch animals. But whenever Huinan saw animals that were still alive and they were captured in the net, he would release them, and which results a very famous phrase in Chinese means opening one side of the net to release living beings.
那猎人当然已经没有吃素了，那这个慧能怎么办呢？他就吃肉边菜。
And when he was living with them, of course, the hunters were not vegetarians. So what did 慧能 do? At mealtime, he would cook the vegetables in the pot on the side of the meat.And he would eat vegetable next to it.
在这个15年呢，其实就是慧能一个段很也是一个很重要一段生命的时光哈、哦。这15年。
These 15 years where he was hiding out among the hunters was actually also a very crucial time period in his life.
其实就刚刚讲的，就是张扬他的正胎。
He used this time, as we explained earlier, to stabilize and to nurture his enlightened mind.
就很像这个一方面呢，也等待因缘成熟，能够出来，能够到再来弘传这个佛法。
So on the one hand, he was doing that, but on the other hand, he was waiting for his time, for the conditions to be right, and so that he can start expounding and teaching Buddha Dharma.
就好像他的老师讲的这个，大家看第14页的这个五祖弘忍教派，他说：“如今好去哈，努力向南，不宜诉说佛法难起。”就是佛法这个不能，你必须叫他不要马上讲，不要马上去弘传这个他所传的法哈，这顿教的法门。但是要佛法要兴起呢，是要等待时节因缘的。
So he was following the instruction of the fifth patriarch.Which was mentioned earlier, where he told him to move southward and do not be hasty in beginning his teaching, because Buddha Dharma arises in difficult situations, and told him to be careful and wait for the right timing.
好，我们时间也差不多了，我们时间应该是有没有问题？今天好像没有，就是复习而已哦。
We're out of time already. Basically, today we've only done review. We haven't even gotten to chapter 2 yet. But at this time, do you have any questions?
只剩下一分钟。
We have 1 minute left for questions.
Okay, 时间也到了。那我们就回向了，回向。
Time's up. So now let's recite the verse on merit transfer.
英文先念好。
May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
我提醒一下哈，其实我们开始的开经偈呢，跟回向都是一个基本的那个佛法的修习修学呢，就是静心念。这个其实一开始的六祖功能开示里面讲总静心念，有没有？总静心念摩诃般若波罗蜜。所以我要这边要提醒诸位，我们在开基本的哈，在开经偈还有回向偈，我们让我们用清净心来念，听得清楚，念得分明。没有妄想杂念。
Here I want to give you a reminder, just like the beginning of this chapter 1, where Master Huineng says that you should use your original clear mind, purify the mind and stabilize your mind. So you should, that's how we should recite these verses. You should pay attention to what you're reciting and be focused.
注意身体放松，手合掌，把听音声听得清楚分明。
And so again, relax your body, join your palms, relax, and pay attention, focus on the sound.
好，我们一起来念中文。我们一起念中文的哈，愿以此功德，庄严佛净土，上报四重恩。下济三途苦，若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，仅此一报身，同生极乐国。
请招待菩萨收客送本。Please pass your liturgy to the center.
放中间。重送这两句。
Thank you.